The first words that, or the first instructive words that we find in Lord Krishna speaking to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita are as follows. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Bhuta Swam Kashvalam Yam Vishami Samupasthitam Anaya Jushyama Svargam Kirti Karam Arjuna. He first of all chastised Arjuna. He asked, how have these impurities come upon you here in this dangerous situation in the battlefield? It is not proper for you. It is not proper for a noble person. It leads to infamy, not to the higher planets. The people like to come and they can make some space for sitting here. Children can come and sit on the floor. There's a few chairs here. Please, the children can... Some chairs are available here. Now, why did Krishna chastise Arjuna? Arjuna's proposal to Krishna not to fight might seem very reasonable. But as Krishna pointed out in great detail in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna's idea was based on a mistake. Arjuna's mistake was considering the body to be the self, without understanding that the body is temporary, but the jiva atma is eternal. So this is the whole mistake of everyone in material existence, is that we consider this body to be, and this life to be all in all. And even people may say, yes, I'm a Hindu, I know when we die we go to another body. But factually we are completely absorbed in trying to get a happy situation for this body. We are completely concerned with our body, our health, our family, our retirement fund, and all these things, which is understandable in one sense, which is understandable, acceptable. As long as we have these bodies, we have to do something to look after them and to for all family members and so on also. But the great mistake of human civilization 5,000 years ago, when Lord Krishna spoke to Arjuna, and now, and in the future also, is this dehatmabhuti, to consider the body as the self and more important than the self. The Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Shastra. Vedanta, or the cream, or the essence, or the last or the highest product of Veda, Vedanta means the Upanishad. And Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Upanishad Ogavo, is the essence of all the Upanishads. Yasvayam Padmanabhasya, it is Mukha Padmanabha Nishrita, it is spoken directly by Padmanabha, Govinda, Krishna. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is pointing out the very basic truth which every person in every civilization, in every situation, needs to understand. That means every one of us here, and all of us not here also. Every human being needs to understand who we are. If we don't understand the basic difference between the body and the soul, then our human life is wasted. From the Vedic Shastra, we understand that there are 84 lakh species of life. But only in human life do we have sufficient intelligence to even think about what is the purpose of life. The activities of animals are summarized in four categories. Ahara, Nidra, Bhai, Marjun. Eating, sleeping, fearing, which leads to fighting, and sex. Human beings also do this. four activities. But dharmo hitecham adhiko vishesham, the particular specialty of human life is to understand what is dharma. Therefore, dharmenhina pashubhenaranam, a human being who is not concerned with dharma is like an animal, even though in a human body. Vedanta Sutra begins, Atato Brahma Jinyasa. Now we should inquire into the spiritual nature of reality. So Krishna chastised Arjuna because his questions were not on the level of Brahma Jinyasa. They were on the level of Deha Jinyasa, in relation to the body, not in relation to the soul. Now again, we may say, yes, we're Hindu, we know all these things. But in practical life, we don't see that people are applying this in their lives. If we understand that we are not the body, then we should act on the platform of the soul. If all our attention is only for Ahara Nidra Bhai Maitun, then our human life is spoiled. So we may say, well, yes, we're also very religious. We may say that, yes, I'm also very religious. But mostly what people call religion is simply praying to God for blessings to increase their Aha Nidra Bhai Maitun. So many people come to Namakkal because they have faith in Anjaneya Swami. So it's good to have faith in Anjaneya Swami. But they are approaching him as Sankata Mochana. They say that in Tamil also?
Yes.
In North India they say more. How to get free from difficulties and dangers. Hanuman is famous. If we approach him, then he will help us to get free from difficulties and dangers. And then we can enjoy material life better. But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states, what is the nature of this material world? Dukhalayam ashashvatam. This material world is a place of misery and everything here is temporary. So this whole material world by its very nature is sankata. It's an obstacle to our real progress. We may go to Hanuman or to any different deva or devi and pray for material benedictions. Generally, people they pray just like in the Chandi when they're praying to Durga Devi. They pray Dhanam Devi, give us money. Yasham Devi, make us famous. Rupam Devi, make us very beautiful. Dvisho Jahi, smash our enemies. But we should know that however much money we get, we will leave this world with as much money as we came into it with, namely nothing. We come with an empty hand, we leave with an empty hand. However famous we may be, next life we may take birth as a worm in stool. In the 1970s, one astrologer calculated what was the present situation of one of the prime ministers of India who had died. And he calculated that one man in Sweden had two dogs. And one of those dogs was formerly the prime minister of India. Due to his karma fall, one time he was the prime minister of India, very famous, very powerful, and the next time he's on the lead and the man is holding the dog. He becomes a dog. Therefore, we should know that any material benedictions we get, they are temporary and therefore ultimately useless. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Antaranti Parantesham Tad Bhagatyalva Vedasam, that those who worship different demigods, they can only get temporary results from them, therefore they are foolish. Now this is something we should consider very carefully. If we say we are Hindu, then we should follow Bhagavad Gita, is it not? And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that those who worship different demigods for material benedictions are foolish. Yet almost all Hindus are worshipping different demigods for material benedictions. Why is that? Well, one reason is that hardly any Hindus have any idea what's in Bhagavad Gita at all. This is the highest knowledge in the universe. Bhagavad Gita clearly gives us knowledge of what is the actual purpose of life. But most people are not serious about this. So this Krishna conscious movement is based on Bhagavad Gita, Unmai Ulugan, as it is. We may ask why so many people all over the world are taking to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. One reason is that, like Arjuna, we found ourselves amidst so many difficulties. When we find ourselves in great difficulties, there are different things we can do. Some people take intoxication, some people commit suicide, some people become communists, some people become communists, some people beat their wife. Nowadays, some people, they go to psychologists. But none of these are actual solutions. Persons who are pious and fortunate, they turn to God in time of difficulty. But we should know who is God and how He can actually help us. Arjuna was fortunate enough to be standing in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Many people, they go to, in difficulty, they go to a sadhu, but they don't know who is actually a sadhu. They go to so many cheaters. Practically speaking, in the modern age, most of these so-called sadhus and gurus are simply cheaters. Because instead of teaching Bhagavad Gita as it is, they try to teach something by which we can be happy in this world, which is not possible. They give seminars on how you can have stress management and adjust to life so that you can be happy in this world. But the duty of a real sadhu is to speak the truth. The truth is, as Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, that this material world is dukhalayamashashvatam. Now, anyone who teaches us that you live in this world and you be happy without understanding who we are, what is the difference between the body and soul, who is God, what is our relationship, then they are simply cheating. There are many so-called sadhus also who cheat people by pretending to be God themselves. And some have some mystic powers and people think, oh, they are God. But persons who are fortunate, in times of difficulty, then they come in contact with genuine sadhus. Genuine sadhu means who speaks the truth for the benefit of others, who is not interested in amassing many followers or becoming famous or popular, but simply wants to speak as Krishna spoke, for the benefit of Arjuna. Now in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna very clearly established that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please don't go. Stay. You should listen to this. Don't go if you don't think it's ended. You may think it's not very entertaining, but your human life, you require to hear this knowledge. Don't waste your life. Maybe you might have expected I should have told 20 jokes by now. But this speech is not organized to entertain, but to give some factual knowledge for your actual benefit. It requires a little patience to hear this. In the modern age, we're used to watching cartoons on TV, so we're not used to listening to philosophy. Our intelligence has become very feeble. But we should know that Bhagavad Gita as it is, this is what we actually need to hear. So it may not be for our entertainment. It's not meant for our entertainment. It's meant for our enlightenment. So as I say in Bhagavad Gita, it is Lord Krishna establishes that He is the Supreme Personality. Lord Krishna says, above me or equal to me there is no one and no thing. Aham sarvasya bhavagoma tasarvam prabhatate iti madhva bhajante maam buddha bhava samandita. You can give the translation, you know. Now, of course, anyone can say, I am God. But when Lord Krishna says he is God, that is actually correct. God means the supreme. There is no equal to him and no one above him. That must be one person. Sometimes people say, well, I think this one is God, and someone else thinks that's... And we think, well, I can choose my God. But God means who is supreme. Supreme means always supreme. It is not that we can choose according to our opinion. Just like to give a mundane example, the Prime Minister of India is a fixed person, at least for a short time. Fixed, nirdishtam. It is not a matter of opinion who is the Prime Minister. It may be a matter of opinion who should be the Prime Minister, but actually who is on that post is at the present time a certain gentleman by the name of Manmohan Singh. So someone may say, well, my opinion is that the Prime Minister of India is Shah Rukh Khan, who we don't know because he's a Bollywood hero. Jayalalita is the Prime Minister of India. Well, you're getting closer. It's more, she's closer to the Prime Minister's spot than Shah Rukh Khan. Not the Prime Minister. Or you may say, my grandmother is the Prime Minister. She's the Prime Minister of your house, but not of India. So, just, of course, the Prime Minister position changes, but God's position does not change. Supreme, always supreme, is Krishna. So the different demigods, they may have exalted positions, just like the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu is an exalted position within India. So just like we can offer respect to the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu for having an exalted position, still, we know that she is not in the same position as the Prime Minister. So, in the same way, we may offer respect to the demigods according to their position, but we must know that the supreme eternally is Krishna. This is the conclusion not only that comes from Bhagavad Gita, but from all the Shastras. This is important to know. Generally, in Hinduism, there's a very vague idea. People think that there are many gods, or you can choose your own god. People are so much lacking in knowledge that they even take some human beings to be God. We need to understand who actually is Bhagavan. Because when we understand that we are Atma, we are eternal, then our eternal relationship is with Bhagavan. Relationships with family members are temporary. In every lifetime we get a father and a mother. Whether cat, father and mother, dog, father and mother, monkey, father and mother. In every life we get father, mother, brother, sisters, all these. Our eternal relationship is with Krishna. That is a relationship of love. But love doesn't mean that we just go and pray, give me this, give me that. Rather, if we love someone, we want to give something to them. That is why Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yonar Bhaktya Kayachati Tadaham Bhakti Paharitam Ashnam Kayatapana. Give the translation. Now you may think this is very strange. If Krishna is supreme and everything comes from him, then why is he asking for leaf, flower, fruit and water? Why doesn't he just get it himself? He's supreme, yet he's asking for such trivial things. But the point is that he is supreme, therefore he is asking for our love. He doesn't need leaf, flower, fruit or water. He's producing everything himself. But if we offer with bhakti, then he will be very pleased to accept it. Again, to give a mundane example, that the father is providing, father or mother is providing everything to the child, but if the child is eating some dosai or vadai and says, oh, this is very nice, you take it also and gives to the father becomes very happy. He doesn't need to take from the child, he's providing everything for the child. But because it's offered out of a feeling of affection, this is something very nice, please take it. Therefore, the Father is very pleased to take it. So this is the meaning of bhakti. Ultimately, Bhagavad Gita is a book of bhakti. It is teaching bhakti. We often think that Bhagavad Gita is just, it's gyan. Well, certainly it is gyan. Yes, it is gyan. But that gyan is meant for a purpose. Just like in the colleges you study. Just like if you study medicine, then you can become a doctor. But if you study, but then afterwards you don't practice, then what is the use of getting that knowledge? So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives the knowledge of how we can distinguish matter from spirit. Beginning with the understanding that we are not the body, we are the soul within the body. But the practical application of that, our practical spiritual activity, is to serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That is the meaning of bhakti. Generally we think bhakti means we go to the temple and we offer some flowers, some incense, and we pray, God, give me some material benediction. This is not bhakti. Bhakti means establishing our eternal relationship of love with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So, I know that I can see some of you here are from the esteemed sampradaya of Sripad Ramanujacharya. So, their definition of bhakti is a little different to the one we are giving them, in which they very much emphasize the prapatti, or surrender to the Lord, in which even bhakti yoga is to be given up. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, he says that bhakti, that begins with this surrender to the Lord. That there is love, even the platform of surrender, even we can go more and more and more and more into the platform of love. Anyway, whichever terminology we use, the point is that we have to develop our spiritual love for Krishna. The practical application of that has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Dati Aranyata. Let's get the translation. In Kali Yuga, we are all in an more unfortunate situation. We are not fit for performing all the difficult processes of dharma as in previous ages. We cannot perform difficult austerities, or our mind is ati chanchalam, therefore we cannot do this dhyanam. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, the only way to achieve the actual destination of spiritual life is to chant the holy names of Lord Hari. This is also recommended in Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Lord Krishna says that those who are actual mahatmas, they are always engaged in kirtan. This is practical also. We see that all over the world, many people have taken to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita just from the spiritual strength they gain from chanting the holy names of Krishna. In the Western countries, many persons addicted to meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, have given up all these things just by the power of chanting the names of Krishna. What to speak of the Western countries, nowadays in India also, many people, they indulge in these sinful activities. Previously in India, people were very afraid of eating meat, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, because they knew this is sinful. But nowadays, because there is no proper teaching of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and therefore people think this is alright, this is normal, this is good. So many people in the West and in India have given up these sinful activities by chanting the holy names. This is practical. So this is just an introductory speech. We have so many things to say. We can speak all day, all night. There's no end to Hari Gunagan, to the glorification of Lord Hari. But to, so these topics are summarized, therefore, in books which we have written. The most, the essential book that every person should read to perfect their human life is Bhagavad Gita as it is. In Bhagavad Gita, the essence of all spiritual knowledge is summarized. Now, many people have said, well, we already have Bhagavad Gita. But if you don't have Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you won't get the benefit of reading Bhagavad Gita. Because in most editions of Bhagavad Gita, the authors, they give their own explanation based on their own ideas. So what happens is that by reading Bhagavad Gita, people, their life doesn't change. If we actually read Bhagavad Gita, then we should get tremendous benefit, isn't it? By getting the words of Bhagavan, we should come to the same position as Arjuna, who at the end, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, said to Lord Krishna, Nashto moha smritir labdha tvat prasadat mayachita sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanantara. You know that verse? Shall I give the translation? He said that now my illusion is destroyed. Now my understanding is clear. By your mercy, Achyuta, Krishna. Achyuta means who doesn't become bewildered. He doesn't become influenced by Maya. Arjuna said, sthitosmi, now I'm fixed. That word again. Dhira, dhira. Stiraman. Sthitosmi. Sthitosmi, gata sandeha. All my doubts have gone away. Gata sandeha, all my doubts have gone away. Therefore, karishye vachanantara, I am now fully ready to follow your instructions, O Krishna. So the result of understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is, should be that we have clear knowledge of who we are, who is Bhagavan, what is our duty towards Him. If we don't have this knowledge, then we actually haven't read or understood Bhagavad Gita. And if we don't understand this knowledge, then we've wasted our human life. And then again, we have to enter into the body of a cat or a dog or a worm in stool. So please take this very seriously. You are very fortunate to have taken human birth in Bharatabhumi. What is the good fortune of taking birth in Bharatabhumi? You could say that this is the world's largest democracy. It will soon be the world's most populous country. I don't think anyone ever took a census, but probably one of India's glories is it probably has more dogs than any other country in the world. So dogs are very popular nowadays, so that's another glory of India. No one ever took a census, but probably the dog population of India is greater than that of any other country in the world. So dogs are considered very important nowadays. So that's another glory of India. The world's greatest dog population. And India is a member of the nuclear club, and India shoots up fireworks from Sriharikota, oversized fireworks. Fireworks, yeah. It's just a big firework, right? And time to time they make the Indian cricket team wins a few games. This is not the glory of India. The actual gift that India has to give to the world is this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So Indians themselves should take this knowledge. This is the greatest knowledge. People are sending their children to America for higher education. The highest education is here, Bhagavad Gita. So please try to understand the value of your own culture. The highest manifestation of which is given in this Bhagavad Gita, in my literally. Don't be cheated by the cheaters. There are so many cheaters in the name of spiritual life. Take the actual knowledge which is given by Krishna. Then we can make our lives perfect and successful. Are there any questions about this? If anyone has a question, we can give the mic and then you can...
Yeah, you can.
We have a book table outside. With of course Bhagavad Gita as it is. And many other very precious and valuable books. These books are more valuable than crores of rupees. With crores of rupees, you cannot buy the what you can get from these books. These are not ordinary books. This is Vaikuntha Vani. It's directly from the spiritual world. So, is there any question?
God is one, that is Krishna, or there is many gods, any god we can worship. What is the word?
Well, like I was saying, God means supreme. And supreme means there can only be one. There cannot be, if you say that two are supreme, then it's already a contradiction. So that example I was giving of the Prime Minister and the different Chief Ministers. So the Chief Ministers are respectable persons, but still the Prime Minister is number one. So actually the demigods are all respectable, all of the Shiva, Brahma, Chandra, Indra, but supreme is Krishna. But actually Krishna is far above all the demigods. Whatever power they get from him only. Therefore, young Brahma, Varanendra, Rudra, Marutaya, Stunvanti, Divyai, Stavai, all the demigods, Brahma, Rudra, Indra, Marut, they all offer prayers to Krishna. Outside, those of you who are leaving, please don't go without taking Krishna Prasad, which is being distributed outside.
So,
there's also, yeah, say about the form they can fill up. We're going to have regular
events
here.
We want to request them.
Space or
anything.
We'll say that now. doctrines. Yeah, then another question.
Guru Pranam. In the Bhagavad Gita, Nadamari Purvati, Namakitanani, Eshwari, Utiana, and the Ramadima. In the Ariya Purana, every Nam, We are going to be able to do it.
Speak it in the mic. For those, there may be others also.
We'll
take one at a time.
First question: how to practically apply the Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, well, that by the process of Bhakti Yoga.
Bhagavad Gita, अनेक बोले एप्लीकेशन करता है.
Actually, we want to have regular meetings here in Namakau so that we can gradually teach all these things. Do we have that Bhakti Yoga book? You don't have stock. So if anyone would be interested in any regular classes on Bhagavad Gita, practical and philosophical, or if anyone has any place where we can do regularly, then please contact us afterwards. We want to start regular functions here. So the chanting is the basis, but there are some details to be learned, certainly. Then, number two question. We can certainly go. The glories of the holy name are unlimited. Then? Is it?
How to associate with that?
That's a very different question. Pure devotee means one who has no personal desire, but every word, every thought, every action he does is only for the satisfaction of Krishna. So now people are beginning to go. Shall we finish up? Or shall we go on with some more questions for those who want to listen?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
this question, Maharaj, we mentioned in the lecture, God is creating everything, created by everything, by God. And also, what we are doing, even if we do something bad things, some simple activities, this also God is pushing us to do.
No, not exactly.
Anna,
He gives us some independence so that we can choose to do right or wrong. If we didn't have independence, then we'd just be like rocks. We'd just be. Krishna wants us to love Him. But love means voluntarily. So we can choose to love Krishna or to forget Krishna. If we forget Krishna, then we become entangled in material existence. Purusha sukha dukkhanam bhukti dvehetu ruchyate. Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita that each person is the architect of his own happiness and distress in this material world. Is the cause of
it.
Just like you can get a car. So the car is made by the manufacturer, but you can use it properly or improperly. You can use it to drive from one place to another, or you can use it to drive at people and try and kill them. So that's a misuse. You can use a knife to cut vegetables or to cut people's throats. The manufacturer is not to be blamed if you misuse it. So it's true that we can't do anything without taking power from God. Even the power to move our finger, even that ultimately comes from Bhagavan. We take it for granted that we can move all the different limbs of our body. But it's very common that people get a stroke and then they're paralyzed, and they're used to just moving their hand as they like, but then you just can't move it. So the ability to act, to use this body for different actions, that comes from Bhagavan, but He gives us some independence to use that or misuse that. He does not force us. He does not force us. He gives us the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, but then we have to choose whether we want to be a devotee or a demon, விஷ்ணு பக்தி ஸ்மிதோ தைவ அசுரஸ்தத் விபாயயஹ. There are two kinds of persons in this world. One is called Deva and one is called Asura. Deva means Vishnu Bhakta. And Asura is Tadvipraya, just the opposite. That means like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Vena, they're against the principle of Vishnu Bhakti. So we have to choose whether we want to be like Hanuman or we want to be like Ravana. We cannot be as big a devotee, as great a devotee as Hanuman, nor as great a Rakshasa as Ravana. But the result will be the same. If we follow Hanuman, then we will get the eternal blessings and shelter of Lord Rama. And if we try to be like Ravana, then we will be destroyed. Some other question? So it appears that they're all equal. So it appears that Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva are equal. What to speak of equal, many people say that Shiva is supreme. And he's commonly known as Parameshwara. That is true, but only within a limited sphere. Only within a limited sphere. Sphere means mandala, kshetra. He is the supreme controller of this material world. Being deputed to be so by Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is Vaikunthanath. And he gives power to Brahma to create, to Shiva to destroy, and himself he enters into this world and oversees its palam, maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we don't have Vaikuntha Darshan or Vaikuntha Drishti, if we are only seeing from the material platform, then it will seem that Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh are the same, or even that Mahesh is greater. But if we understand from Shastra what is Vaikuntha Darshan, then we will understand that outside of our limited sphere of vision, that Lord Vishnu is above everything. Lord Ram built a bridge to go to Lanka, but Hanuman jumped. Who is greater, Ram or Hanuman? And even to build that bridge, he took the help of the monkey. But we should know that Hanuman's ability to jump only comes from Lord Ram, who out of his leela, he presents himself as less capable. But Hanuman knows that he is God and I am the servant. I am not greater than him because I jumped. Similarly, Krishna drove the chariot and Arjuna was the fighter. Who is greater, Partha or Parthasarathi? Before the Raja Surya Yajna, Maharaj Yudhishthira sent his four brothers out in the four directions to conquer the land. So Arjuna was sent to the south. When he came to Rameshwaram, he met a monkey there, and he asked the monkey that, well, why did Lord Ram take the monkey's help to build a bridge of stones when he could have built a bridge of arrows himself just very quickly with his arrows? So the monkey said, well, the monkeys are so powerful that they would have broken the arrows. The monkey said that the monkeys are so powerful and strong they would have broken the arrows. And Arjuna said, well, even I can make a bridge of arrows that the monkeys can't break. So he started shooting arrows and making a bridge, and the monkey just laughed and jumped on it and they all broke. So then Arjuna again started to make a bridge, and the monkey again broke all the way. So then one Brahmana came and saw what was going on. He said, "Now you shoot Arjuna." And the monkey went and the arrows didn't break. So then the monkey, who was Hanuman, understood that by this Brahmana's Shakti, the arrows don't break, this must be Lord Ram. And Arjuna understood, this Brahmana is my Krishna, the same Krishna who always protects me. So Hanuman understood this is Ram, and Arjuna understood this is Krishna, and is the same person. And by his blessings only, the devotee may seem to be more than him. That is Leela, that is his pleasure. Mother Yashoda is feeding Krishna, Krishna is feeding the whole world. So Vishnu is supreme. That's the conclusion. Vishnave Uchamana. Ucham. Ucham.
So many have given to Bhagavad Gita, to rise. But the essence of Bhagavad Gita is one is to be a devotee without expecting the result as you require. Do you understand the picture?
The same Tamil. The essence of Gita is to do your duty without personal desire. Yes, that's true, but you should understand what your duty is. Wait a minute, your duty is to serve Krishna. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Sarvadhaman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Give up all other ideas, limited ideas of what duty are, and come to this platform of duty of surrendering to me fully. We also find in Bhagavad Gita, Kamanya Vadikaraste Mahaleshu Kadachan. You are entitled to work, but don't desire the results of that work. So that is true. But that instruction is subservient to and not that instruction is subservient to Sarvadhaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Do you want to prove me wrong?
The thing
is that why are you making these questions? Why? Do you want to know what the actual purpose of life is?
Yeah.
Do you want to perfect your life?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to make some joke and then go back to
No, I'm not going to. Just in case good and bad in another way.
Well, like I said at the beginning of the lecture, Arjuna, he spoke what he thought was right. But the first thing Krishna told him, you're a fool. Translate. And Krishna, and Krishna went on to explain why Arjuna, even though it seemed what he was saying was right, was wrong. Because Arjuna didn't have proper understanding of the difference between matter and spirit, between the body and the soul, therefore everything that he perceived, that he conceived of, because of this making this basic mistake, then everything else, all his ideas were all mistaken. So unless we very clearly understand that we are not this body, we are the Atma, the soul within the body. The Atma is eternal, the body is temporary. Then everything that we conceive of, even though it might seem to us right, is wrong. As long as we don't have this actual Atma Gyan, it will seem to us that acting in this world for the benefit of, for our own material benefit and that of others, is the highest duty. But when we get this Atma Gyan, we can understand that any amount of opening hospitals or schools or acting for the national interest or trying to get Kaveri water from Karnataka, all these things may seem very important, but they are not important compared to the need of every living being to get free from birth and death and be established in our eternal position of service to Krishna. Sorry for a long sentence. Hospitals, schools, opening hospitals. We have to know who we really are, then we can understand what our real necessity is and our real, what our real duty is. What is your name, sir? Shivaram. Shiva Ramakrishna. And you are a resident of Namakkal? And what are you doing here? You have... He's working as a government servant. In collector's office. And you're married, presumably? And how many children do you have? Okay. So I'd now like to inform you that you are not Mr. Shiva Ramakrishna. You are not a resident of Namakkal. You are not a government officer working in the collector's office. And nor do you have a wife and child. This is true in connection with your body only. But as far as you, the Atma, is concerned, none of these things have any real relationship with you. You are eternal spirit soul. So please try to understand this. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yoga Karmasu Koshalam. Yoga means the art of working very expertly. So yes, you should perform your material duties to your family and nation, all these things. But you should understand what the highest duty is. As a responsible father, you are arranging for food, clothing, housing, education for your family members, presumably. Please understand your responsibility also to give the knowledge to your family members by which they will not have to be born again in this material world. If you don't do that, then your duty as a husband and parent is incomplete. Even the animals look after their children, so it is not a great glory of a human being to look after his children. But if we can teach our children how to be free from birth and death, then we can say that one is an actual parent. Otherwise, if we don't do that, then we may be more like Hiranyakashipu. So it is your duty to understand the knowledge given in Shastra and to teach that to your family members. Guru nasasyaj, svajana nasasyaj, pitana sasyaj, napatischa sasyan, daivam natasyaj. Then what's the next line? Napatinya sasyat, namochayad yasamapita mityam. Bhagavatam says, one should not become a guru. One should not become a... accept others as family members. One should not become a mother, a father, or one should not accept any respect from others unless he can teach them to get free from birth and death.
முதல்ல குருவாகதோ அல்லது அப்பா அம்மாவாக பெற்றோராகதோ அல்லது மற்றவங்க குழு உறுப்பினர்களாக இருக்கிறதோ இந்த நிலையை ஒருத்தர் அடையணும் அப்படின்னா அவங்களுக்கு நீங்க இந்த ஜடர்களிலிருந்து எப்படி வெளியே வர்றது திறமை எப்படி வெளியே வர்றது அப்படின்றத போதையில் அப்படின்னா நீங்க இதெல்லாம் ஏற்றுக்கூடாது. நீங்க ஒரு குருவாக கூடாது, குழு உறுப்பினராக ஏற்றுக்கூடாது, மற்றவங்க இந்த மாதிரி பெற்றோராக இருக்க முடியாது.
Husband and father means guru to wife and children. Means guru to wife and children. But you have to know what to teach. Young children are usually very spiritually inquisitive. But the schools and the parents destroy their natural spiritual inclinations. Children ask very good questions. Who is God? Where have we come from? But we destroy their spiritual life at a young age by telling them, don't worry about this. So it is andha parampara. It's parampara of blind people. So you become enlightened. Open your eyes. Teach your children who is God, what is our relationship with Him, what is our duty towards Him. Hare Krishna. Kirtan? By chanting all the names of Krishna, we will get free from all disease forever. We will not have to take another body.
So,